You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Monday, November 11th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 90%. That's the share of companies in the S&P 500 that have reported their third quarter results. And so far, earnings are on track for their first decline in 3 years. To be specific, analysts think companies will report that earnings fell by 1.1% in the third quarter. That's according to S&P Global Market Intelligence. That would be a big change from last year, when companies in the index posted double-digit profit growth. That type of sharp slowdown is sometimes a signal of recession. But last year's growth was only that impressive for the big public companies in the S&P 500 index. If we count all American companies, things don't look nearly as good. And if slow earnings growth didn't cause a recession last year, it probably won't do it this year either. The next number up is $30.8 billion. That's how much Chinese shoppers spent on their annual shopping Singles Day last year. That's more than Americans spend on Thanksgiving Day, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and Amazon Prime Day combined. This year's event kicks off today, and investors and analysts expect sales to reach another record. The Chinese e-commerce platform Alibaba invented the sales event and is expected to benefit most from it, especially if sales reach new highs. That could give more of a lift to its stock, which is already up 36% this year. Our last number is $1,459. That was the price of an ounce of gold on Friday, its lowest price in 3 months. Gold fell 3.1% last week. U.S. Treasury prices fell too, as investors moved into riskier markets like stocks. Investors are more comfortable taking risk because they're more optimistic about the outlook for trade between the U.S. and China. Both countries have agreed to lift tariffs on each other's products if they're able to reach an early-stage trade deal. That's according to Chinese officials. But a deal is still far from certain. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Monday, November 11th. I'm Alexandra Skaggs, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.